Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. I'm joined with my guest today, Sister Jacinda Anderson. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm so elated and happy that you agreed to be my guest today. You know what, Jacinda, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am a single mother. I have an 18-year-old. I'm transferred here to the city of Akron, Ohio, at the time with the company that I was working with. We've been here about 13 years. I came from Michigan to become an Ohio resident through my employer. I am the second daughter of Bishop A. David and Mother Bernadette Anderson, and I am the fourth of six children, so that makes me one of the middle children, and just enjoying life right now and just happy that my son has recently graduated from high school and headed on to college. So we're just in a good place right now.
That's wonderful. Now, I think we're going to stay right there. How is it raising your son in today's society?
It's kind of where my heart is in this season, to be quite honest, to see what's going on with the young African-American males. And it doesn't matter the age range. You know, they're an endangered species right now. So it's definitely where my heart is.
And how are you keeping him geared towards looking unto God and not so much looking at the world because of what we're in right now? It's so chaotic. How are you keeping him veered going the right way?
Well, you know, with teenagers, it's a little bit tricky because they don't have just the influence of their parents around us. You've got their peers that influence them as well. And as a matter of fact, we were just having this conversation a little while ago as he wants his driver's license, of course, because he's turned 18, and I'm just trying to explain to him, you know, you have to follow the rules, do things decent and in order, and so I have to keep him in church consistently and keep him before God and covered in prayer in order to have him hear me. And a lot of things that we talk about, I don't even like to address without getting on my knees first and having prayer and seeking God's direction on how to say what I need to say to him so that he's receptive to what I have to say as a single mom.
Now, that's wonderful. That's how it's so easy. That's what I want to get to the point. So many parents are having problems and situations with their children, especially now. They don't want to listen. And like I said, it's just chaotic. But you said the key point there as acknowledging God first. And he said in his word, "In all thy ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your path," I believe that is.
Yes, that's Proverbs 3:4-5.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite scriptures.
Yes, yes, and lean not to your own understanding.
Absolutely.
When we acknowledge God, we will not mess up. That's wonderful. And how's your spiritual life been since going through this transition?
It's been tough, but I'm finding that the key is to stay consistent. If you consistently have to just stay before God. You have to, like I was telling my brother this morning, how, you know, with it being a pandemic, it's so easy to stay in the bed and not get out of the bed and get on your knees and pray. But if you want to see results or see God move on your behalf, I have to make that sacrifice and roll out of bed and get on our knees and pray and then read the Bible, you know, to just keep myself encouraged with everything that's going on, especially with the young men that are losing their lives. My son, you know, is due to go away to college, and we decided that this semester might not be the best time for him to start, and we pushed it back until January. And I, you know, we kept talking about it. Then we, you know, I went away and prayed about it, and the Lord just let me, it wasn't time for him to go to school right now. And sure enough, it's evident because they're sending some of these kids back home from college because they're catching this COVID-19, and it's imperative to pray and seek God for direction dealing with these young.
That is so true. We're pushing it. We're trying to get back to regular life. But I just heard you say they're sending the kids back because we've been cooped up in the house. And I just believe that God is trying to speak to his people, the young people. And we're still not listening. So until we listen, I believe he's just going to keep on working. It's something that happened totally out of our control. Usually we can control this and control that, but this right here has taken us for a loop.
It is definitely out of our control. We don't have any say-so. There's nothing we can do about it. And if we're not continually seeking him through fasting and prayer, our children are left uncovered. And that's been my biggest concern. I know it's God and only the blessings of God and his grace and mercy that has kept my child covered. I took a chance and allowed him to go see a grandparent down in Mississippi that was ill. And, you know, they were concerned about whether or not she was going to live. And so I took him to the pastor, let my pastor pray over him. And he got on the plane Sunday. He traveled to Mississippi, stayed there a week with his family. And when he got there, we had no knowledge that some of his family members had COVID-19, and he stayed in the house with them. And the grace and mercy of God allowed him to go.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be in the house and fellowship with them. And one of the persons in the home became ill, and they went to the doctor and found out that majority of our household tested positive for COVID-19. So my son had to go and be tested for COVID-19, and he didn't get his results until he came home, which meant we had to quarantine him during that time period. But when the results came back, they were negative for COVID-19.
Thank you,
and that's
Jesus.
Only God's grace.
That's only God's grace.
That did that.
Yes, and I'm just listening to you as you're speaking. He went down there. Now, there's a lot of people that pass through this. There's a lot of people that's still ill from this. But God blessed your son to come back without being positive. He's a wonderful God. Nobody like our God.
A graceful God and merciful God. And so I don't take it for granted. And that's the thing that I'm, you know, he wants to go and get a job while he's waiting to start school in January, and that's fine, but you can't do anything except you seek direction from God. And that's what I want him to know, is that to honor God in everything that you're doing and to keep God first, and that's how he's going to survive as a young African-American male. And just in general, with everything that's happening in the world, is to put God first. And if you can put him first and seek him for everything, he'll be okay, because the blood will cover him and he's protected by the Almighty. So that's what I want him to get more than anything, is to put God first in everything.
Can you encourage someone out there that may be raising a child on their own or going through the similar situation you were going through?
The thing that I take with me every day as a mother and as having a son is that same Proverbs 3 and 5 and 6 that we were talking about, is to trust the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge him and direct thy path. So we let worry come in, we let doubt, we let fear come in, and sometimes that's what governs us. But if we stop thinking too much, stop thinking and just trust God and just look to him and stay before God in prayer, on our knees. Even if you don't know how to pray, as some would say, or be well versed in it, just ask God to cover your child, protect your child every day, and just acknowledge him. I think that will just provide relief. If you know that he's covered and you're praying, develop one. Develop a prayer life. If you don't have one, develop one where you talk to God. Prayer is just communication with God, you know. And even when I wasn't in the church or I wasn't saved, I still talk to God, you know, and that's what I think drew me in, is because I built a relationship talking to God on a daily basis in situations that seemed impossible. I started talking to God, and the impossible became possible because I built a relationship through prayer, and that's how God was able to draw my open heart. My heart was already open to God, but he was able to draw me because I would have conversation, and God would answer. He would answer, and I would know it was God, because there's no way possible that I could have done the things that he did for me.
That was totally awesome. You said everything that we needed to hear, and I'm sure that our listeners is going to be blessed on it. I was blessed, and I'm so honored that you were my guest today.
Thank you.
Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.